Stuart, how pleased were you with that today?
I think I've probably bored you in the past and said these things tend to balance themselves out, and as soon as the goal has gone in, I had a sort of flashback to the Millwall scenario at home where we threw 2 points away. I felt the first 20 minutes, 25 minutes, I thought we dominated the play. We kept getting in behind them. We got our nose in front with Kieran Lee getting a good goal. And then we had two or three better opportunities possibly to get that second goal. I didn't think they were causing us a problem. They were a bit direct. They played up to the boy Gustedi, and then you just got to defend from there. But then suddenly we started playing in front of them, and we caused our own problems, and then we ended up conceding a sloppy goal. But then I just felt at the end it just looked like the game was just going to fizzle out to a 1-1 draw, and I knew they had an aerial threat. Every man that was picking up was smaller than the one that we were picking up, so I just felt I needed to get Claude's height on just to see the game out. And then he's come up with he had probably about a minute before that an opportunity to have a strike. He does it in training, and you see on his record the amount of goals that he's scored from 20-25 yards. Gets a wicked deflection, goes in, and well, I was pleased it went at that end in front of the Sheffield Wednesday fans. And you saw what it meant to the lads as well with the celebration.
It was a great moment that kind of encapsulates the togetherness that you've had. There have been some tough results recently, but you've stayed together, and that was shown with the celebration.
Yeah, I just for some reason, my back four looked quicker going to celebrate that goal because we all wanted to get there. They've put an unbelievable shift in again today, and you know, and I know, is that the performances-wise, we probably haven't got the results we deserved, and we haven't killed teams off. So great back-to-back wins, and I'm happy with that. And now we've got to build on that against Wolves on Saturday.
Do you think the club has got momentum again after that good start? Stalled a little bit with the number of draws you've had, but you've got it back again. I mean, you could easily look at a league table right now and say, well, you're 4 points off the top six.
Yeah, the pleasing thing is how important it is. We've been drawing far too many games, and as we've just shown there, now we've had back-to-back wins. Them 6 points shoot up the league. What we're going to do now is make sure that all this hard work that we've done today and last week against Wigan, we don't throw it away against Wolves and on our patch again. There's more points that we want to go for.
What could a moment like this do for someone like Claude D'Elner, who's come to English football? He obviously hasn't played an awful lot since he came here, but what could it do for his confidence?
Well, the most important thing is that he's had to be patient, because with the defensive record that we've got, I know he can play at left back, he can play left centre back, and he can play as a sitting midfield player. But as a footballer, sometimes you feel as though you're not getting an opportunity, but he's got to see what's in front of him. Now, the pleasing thing for today is that he's going to take the headlines with the Sheffield Wednesday fans. They'll know him, but like I say, he's been a little bit patient. I've had to be patient with him. I've had to get him back up to speed as well. And that's why I threw him on in the end. I just felt he could give us a bit more defensive qualities, because I just felt they were shelling it in the end. And I didn't want it to be a slip or something like that, or somebody miss a challenge, a header. So confidence-wise, I would imagine it'll give him a great bit of confidence.
All day, Stevie May caused them problems running in behind with his pace. Just how well did he play today?
I thought Stevie, again, our game plan was that. Our game plan was Atty to drop in that little 10 roll and Stevie to play on the shoulders. I realised that when we were at Huddersfield, he made about three or four quality runs at Huddersfield, and we ended up playing that short little pass. So on all this week we worked on, we just felt there was probably a bit of grass in behind then, but it was down to the quality of the ball. I think Stevie's got in three or four times in the first half. But then we went away from that, and then second half we've done it again. He'll probably be disappointed he's not come off the pitch with a goal, but the pleasing thing is his sheer effort, his commitment, his willingness to close down, his willingness to chase, his willingness to make a bad ball into a good ball and a good ball into a better ball has probably helped us get the win today.
You mentioned a moment ago that you think he's going to prove to be a bargain for this club.
Well, I personally think so. I think, we need to create more chances for him. He's one of these, again, that comes alive in the box. He's always on the move in the box. And we got into two or three good positions today where I thought, well, just that final pass needed to pick him out. But one thing you can't fault is his effort and his commitment.
How pleased were you to see Kieran Lee make the run into the box to get that first goal as well? It's been a long time since one of your central midfielders got a goal, but it was that run which got that initial strike, wasn't it?
Well, it's pleasing to see Kieran out on the pitch. Again, I think it lasted probably 10 minutes. He just showed he was cramping up. He's ended up with a nosebleed there as well. But part of a midfield man's job is breaking into the box. So he's gone and supported Stevie May. Steve's had a shot and it's dropped to Kieran. So a fantastic finish for him. I think it was Ipswich away last season. Last time he scores, he doesn't score many, but it was nice to get him off the mark. And I thought we deserved that 1-0 lead as well.
What's the news on Lewis McGugan? It looked like a nasty one.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was a foul at first. I couldn't believe the referee didn't give a foul. He was knocked out completely. As soon as the doc ran on and he's asking for the paramedics as well, you do worry. But he's come round. I think they put him in a neck brace. I think that was just as a precaution. So he's with the medical team at the moment. I haven't had a chance to speak to him at the moment, but fingers crossed, I think he'll be okay.
So just to confirm, because people will be worried, there was no spinal or neck injury as far as you're aware?
No, because I looked round and then suddenly I seen him walking and taking his seat in the dugout. So that was refreshing to see him. More often than not, when you see him stretched off like they are doing, and the worst scenario is you're thinking of going off to a hospital or something like that. But no, I haven't, like I say, I haven't had a chance to talk to the medics, but I think they said he was knocked out cold, so we'll just have to wait for what the doctor says.
You touched on the scenes at the full-time whistle and the fans there, obviously delighted to see that, but it was just great again. I mean, the camaraderie between the players and the fans at the end was good to see, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like anything in football. When you're not winning games, they always think, oh, well, the manager's lost the dressing room, or they're not playing for the manager. The spirit is unbelievable in this football club, and I can't compliment the players enough on that. Not only the players that are in the team, it's the players that are out the team as well. It is a happy camp. I don't want players happy that they're not in the team, but I want the atmosphere right, the intensity of the training's right, and it just shows today. I thought when the goal's gone in, it was great for it to go in at that end in front of all the Sheffield Wednesday fans, for all the players to celebrate. And I think I said on Saturday I didn't want people getting cheap bookings, but I think after Claude has scored in, you can maybe just put up with that one at the timing of that.
A lot of people talk about managers losing dressing rooms. How important is it though that these players have just stayed so together? We've talked about it a while over the last couple of weeks. There's not been any of that. There's not been even a hint that you've lost this dressing room.
No, again, at the end of the day, it's about winning games of football. We were drawing, I knew what my players were giving me. All I asked for the players is to go out there and tick that box where it's 100% commitment. And not one, we've probably had one blip probably this season, probably Bournemouth at home. If you'd said to me that now, like, four defeats in 20 games, now the stats at the moment look a little bit better. Now we are definitely four games unbeaten and we've had back-to-back wins.
I guess the message now is just to try and keep this run going as long as possible.
Well, you've just got to realise now is that you said early on in the interview, I think it was 4 points from the playoffs now. So it's how quickly it can change, how quickly it would change. But I knew, and I had the belief and the confidence in the boys when we were drawing games. We were just very, very not far away from turning them draws into wins. And like you say, we've got Wolves on Saturday. We've got to make sure that we build on this because we're on a decent run.
Well done.
Cheers. Thank you.